Hey there, awesome solopreneurs. This is Leo Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild and wonderful world of being your own boss. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that trips up even the most seasoned solopreneurs. Creating a schedule that actually works for you. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up, juggling tasks like a circus performer on caffeine? We've all been there. The truth is, a good schedule isn't about squeezing every minute out of your day. It's about strategically allocating time to maximize your productivity and sanity. Think of it as building a roadmap for success, not just a rigid set of rules. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 golden nuggets that will help you craft a schedule that's as unique as you are. First things first, ditch the one-size-fits-all mentality. You know those generic templates floating around? Ignore them. They're like those pre-packaged meals. They might look good, but they rarely satisfy your specific needs. Your schedule should reflect your natural rhythms, peak productivity times, and even those essential brain breaks. Ever noticed you're a morning person, crushing it before the coffee even kicks in? Or maybe you're a night owl who thrives under the soft glow of your desk lamp at midnight. Own it. Next up, prioritize like a boss. Not all tasks are created equal, right? You've got those big impact projects that move the needle, and then there are the little things that can easily steal your focus. I'm talking about emails, social media notifications, those sneaky productivity vampires. Use a prioritization matrix, the Eisenhower method works wonders here, to categorize tasks based on urgency and importance. Tackle the high-impact stuff first, delegate or eliminate the rest. Speaking of delegation, don't be afraid to outsource like a pro. Remember, you're not superhuman. Trying to do everything yourself is a recipe for burnout. Identify those tasks that drain your energy or simply aren't your forte. Bookkeeping, website maintenance, social media scheduling, and find someone who can handle it with finesse. Outsourcing not only frees up your time but also allows you to focus on what you do best. Rocking your business. Now, let's talk time blocking, folks. This is where the magic happens. Think of your day as a giant puzzle, and each block of time represents a specific task or category. Schedule everything from client calls and creative brainstorming sessions to those essential breaks and even some guilt-free scrolling time. Hey, we all need it. Time blocking helps you stay focused, prevents those pesky distractions from derailing your day, and makes you feel like a scheduling ninja. Lastly, be flexible and kind to yourself. Remember, life happens. Unexpected meetings, deadlines shifting, or just plain old days where you're feeling less than motivated. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up if things don't go exactly according to plan. Just adjust your schedule, reprioritize, and keep moving forward. Your schedule is a living document, not a set of stone tablets. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, Sarah, a freelance writer struggling to juggle client deadlines and her own writing projects. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, missing deadlines, and just plain exhausted. Sarah decides to implement these tips. She sets up time blocks for writing, client calls, and even breaks. She learns to prioritize high-impact tasks and outsources some of the less enjoyable stuff, like social media management. Suddenly, Sarah feels in control. Her schedule isn't just a list of tasks. It's a roadmap to success, allowing her to focus on what matters most and ultimately achieve her goals. See? It's not about becoming a robot, it's about creating a system that works for you. Remember those 5 golden nuggets. Ditch the one-size-fits-all, prioritize like a boss, delegate like a pro, time block your day, and be flexible with yourself. You've got this. So, my fellow solopreneurs, what are you waiting for? Head back to your schedules and start making some magic happen. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these words, they'll thank you later. And don't forget to leave us a review. It helps other solopreneurs find their way here. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.